Mike Denbrock joins us, the offensive coordinator at LSU. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Good morning. I think the trophy is, next to my wife, probably the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
It is.
Well, the way my thinking was, I always like things to be big, and so why not, you know, because when you walk in an office, you won't be able to see it. So if you win this thing, you got to have a big enough shelf to do it. And we've done 20, this will be the 28th Gus Malzahn, when you saw it was last night. He was a former winner. And anyway, congratulations on a great year for you, man.
Thank you.
Last night we were talking about your history. You got your coaching career started where you played ball at Grand Valley State.
I did.
Which is Division II, who was just in town playing against Hardy. You kept up with the game?
That's right. I was streaming it as the game was going on and trying to keep track of the Lakers and how they were doing, and obviously they came up a little bit short, but they lost to a really good football team.
Yeah, that's obviously really, really rooting hard for Harding to get to the national championship game. They play Lenoir Ryan this week, but that's also where you and Brian Kelly actually came together for the first time, was at Grand Valley State.
It was. I finished playing for Tom Beck, who was the head coach at the time at Grand Valley, and in pops this guy, and he came to me and said, hey, what do you think about maybe keeping your scholarship for another semester, and if you come out and help us in spring ball, I'll pay for your school. And I was like, I was planning on going into high school teaching and coaching anyway, so I end up on the staff at Grand Valley, and in walks this guy from the East Coast with his collar turned up and Argyle socks, and I didn't know what to make of him, but it was Coach Kelly, and that was 1987, so that's a few years ago, and we've been together and separated and together and separated two or three times over the course of our career, but we always end up in the same spot.
So I saw the stats looking at last night. So you coached together 15 years in between the two of you together, won 134 games. That's a lot of football.
We've won a lot of football games together. It's been a good ride, and he's a good man and a good football coach, and those are the type of people you like to try to be around as much as you can.
You have a unique, I think, really cool deal as well. I don't know if I'd say a stat or a piece of information. You were hired by two different Notre Dame coaches. One, of course, is Brian Kelly, but Tyrone Willingham hired you at Notre Dame. So you had two stints at Notre Dame.
I did. I was there with Coach Willingham in the early, 2002, 3, and 4, I was there. And that was a great experience, obviously. And unfortunately, things didn't work out the first time around. And then, lo and behold, I think it was probably 5 years later, maybe, after I left, Coach Kelly gets the head coaching job at Notre Dame, and away we go again for stint number two.
Wow.
And I just love that place. It's as pure a college football as you can keep it these days, and they do a really good job there. And Jack Swarbrick, and obviously I work with Marcus Freeman, who's now the head coach at Notre Dame at the University of Cincinnati, and what a great person he is and a great football coach, and he's going to do a fantastic job there.
Yeah, I would imagine between LSU, where you're at now, and Notre Dame, two of the coolest, two different kinds of fan bases and atmosphere and what it's about, but two of the best in the country.
Yeah, I mean, the passion of both fan bases, right? And it may come at you a little bit different, but the loyalty and the love for really good football at both of those places is pretty unique. And it's been, I've been blessed beyond anything to have a chance to work at Notre Dame. But now at LSU, I mean, it takes it to a whole nother level, and I'm so excited to be part of it.
Also, big news last night, and no surprise, Jaden Daniels named as a Heisman finalist. We headed to New York, and listen, to see his development from last year. Of course, Arkansas played you guys, so I've been able to watch. We actually, Arkansas had a decent game against you guys last year, but his progression has really been impressive. Obviously, you get a lot of credit for that, but he's just almost unstoppable. I mean, he's such a threat as an old linebacker. It just drives you crazy. to have good coverage and look up, and there's that sucker running down the field. He makes everybody look like they run a 5-flat. I mean, he looks like he's a 4-2 guy. I don't know what his time is, but he just glides right past people. I mean, he's really come a long way and been really impressed, especially this year.
Well, it's a lot of fun to coach a young man where even if the defense does everything right,
right,
he'll still make a play. And so that makes, obviously, an offensive coordinator's life a lot easier. But I'm so proud of him. You know, I think after last season, you know, we sat down and there were some things that we felt like, you know, we could help him with if he wanted to, you know, because he was contemplating at this time last year, should I come out early in the draft? Should I go back to school? Should I, you know, and what path should he take? And fortunately, obviously, he decided to come back. And it obviously benefited LSU a great deal because he's a dynamic, fantastic player and good Lord willing, the Heisman Trophy winner. And I think it really benefited him as well from a development standpoint. There's no weakness in his game anymore. And I don't know that you could say that a year ago, especially when we came up and played Arkansas. And in Arkansas, and the Arkansas, just to hit on that a little bit, the Arkansas-LSU game to me is as hard-hitting, physical, you know, just people out there getting after it and playing football the right way. Yeah. And, you know, I just have so much respect for the Arkansas program and the way they go about their business. And it's a tussle now. I mean, Barry Odom last year, that, you know, when he was the D.C. for Arkansas, I thought his plan against us was as comprehensive and as good as anybody we've gone against. And you know, they played their defensive unit this year in particular, I thought, was one of the better in the SEC.
Well, certainly made. Travis Williams did a great job. He was a Broyles Award nominee. And if you look statistically, you know, they go from 120 to, you know, 50 or 60, which is a huge jump. But in that game, always usually, you know, Arkansas fans, if you know the history, Mike, and you may not, I mean, that used to be the end of the year game. And so, and you had the McFaddens, and it was just, you know, at War Memorial. So there's some great stories there. And you guys are going to be playing Wisconsin.
Looks like it.
And so, again, and more opportunity. But you said at the same time, you're working the phones, you know, transfer portal, money, NIL, all the things, right?
It never ends. And, you know, I was just joking when we were off air about, you know, every time my phone buzzes, I'm hoping my wife needs a half gallon of milk.
But
that's rarely what's going on this time of year. There's some sort of fire that needs to be put out or some conversation that needs to happen. So it's a busy time, but you know, that's part of it. And we got to keep our roster together. We got to continue to recruit and cultivate relationships with these high school coaches and players and build that way as well. And then, you know, peek into the portal and see what's there that can maybe enhance what we've got going on there right now. And if there is, we'll be selective about it. But it's almost impossible to ignore in today's football that you need to go in there and cherry pick some immediate support and help to what you're trying to build.
Last thing, by the way, too, the offense for LSU, Roger, number one in the nation, 547 yards a game. It's averaging, which is nuts, and then 46 points a game. Listen, if you're the defense for LSU, that's nice to know that you got an offense that can go up there. Unlike, you know, Phil Parker, you know, he's got to realize we're not going to get anything, most likely, but that's impressive. The last thing I want to ask is about Greg Brooks. So speaking of the Razorbacks, you know, he was obviously a Razorback and transferred down to LSU, and just a horrible story, that situation with him, really sad stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we just absolutely love and thank the world of Greg. What a tremendous competitor. You know, he played really great football for the University of Arkansas when he was here, and obviously did the same for LSU when he came down to be with us. And to see a young man that has his whole life ahead of him going through the battles that he's fighting right now is heartbreaking. But one thing we all know, whether you're a Razorback fan or a Tiger, LSU Tiger, that Greg Brooks is a battler. He's a fighter. He's a guy that if there's a way to win this one, he's going to win it.
Yeah, Greg. Well, listen, congratulations. You know, I love the fact this award, you know, honors the youngest. You're getting ready to visit with Will Stein, who's 34.
I know.
I mean, and you're knocking on 60. The water's not too bad, Roger. Roger and I already jumped in. But what a great career. I mean, listen, you've logged on, more than 35 years of coaching.
Yep.
And that's a great profession and a great job by you.
Do you still have Notre Dame stuff in your closet?
There's some stuff in some bin somewhere, I'm sure.
Well, you got it.
But that's the problem now, right? So when you're in the profession that we're in, there's bins full of stuff from probably every stop along the way.
Well, absolutely. I'll tell you this, Mike Denbrock. You can take Brian Kelly. You can take Coach Holtz Freeman. But you know the greatest coach in Notre Dame history is Lou Holtz. That's exactly who it was.
Right.
Anyway,
that's right.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate that.
Thanks,
we'll let you get back.
God bless, guys.
Thank you. God bless you. We'll see you at lunch. Well, come on over. He's warmed up the seat for you, buddy.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.